Here we go. We need, you gave me images for they're being worked on. Okay. We got three more images coming for our characters on the website. That's what I was asking Shane about. You know, I don't, that doesn't surprise me. All of these low poll numbers for Trump, do not belie or do not negate the fact that the Democrats have low poll numbers, because the Democrats, while, you know, fighting Trump is one thing, and he is weak, and he does have bad poll numbers, but Democrats don't have a response. They don't have a response. They had a bad candidate, as it turns out, worst fucking candidate you could have. Not only that, then they had a crooked fucking national committee with that whole Wasserman Schultz bullshit. Couldn't have fucking responded to a shit candidate like Trump with a more shit candidate and just overall campaign approach like the Democrats did. That's all I want to say. You'll be happy to know. All right, man, let me see this thing here. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before. I overlooked before. Well, hello, Phil. It's Tom Kent.
Hello, Phil. How are you? Well, I'm wonderful.
Tom Catton was going to comment at Bob Green's. You know, I've been a talking head on these TV shows, so, and I'm watching them, and I always look at these people to see how comfortable they are, because being one of the talking heads in a box is, you're like this. You're not really sure what you're supposed to be doing. You're not looking at anybody but a camera. There's a big fucking light in your face.
Uh-huh.
So, usually when we're looking at somebody, they're talking to us, we're going, mm-hmm. Okay. But in if you're a talking head in these things, you're staring at a camera. I mean, you could be looking at the monitor, and I think sometimes the monitor is either here or, you know, it's off to one side, but it's not exactly where your gaze is in terms of staring at the camera. Comey tried to shield the FBI from politics, and he shaped an election. Liverpool goal. 1-0 Liverpool. Little did they know what was about to happen to them. I haven't had Dean Wheeler on enough. And I really haven't had Pastor Rennick. I think Dean, uncharacteristically, not Dean, Dean. Should I get the cat inside the house? I think I should, man. Hold on for a minute. Farmers only. Bob Green promised Bill O'Reilly. Dean Wheeler tore paper. All right. The idea of Dean Wheeler tearing a paper tearing a paper towel dispenser out of a wall because he's pissed off at people making fun of his new health system, Yogo. It's not yoga. It's Yogo. Just like this. All right. No, not going outside anymore. Because I had to do the show. You can go outside when I'm done. Tom Catton. Dean Wheeler. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Well, that's correct, Mr. Henry. I've always felt that in its own, you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. And I was singing that because I wanted people, as a protest, we sang that, you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. And I sang that at Father's Plant.
I think they're going to score here. I think they're going to score. No, Thunder? Thunder? No. No way, man. Not a chance, dude. It's a big fucking alley cat out there, man. I don't want him messing around with my girl, you know. All right.
Family and we expanding on the top floor like we tanning. She throwing tantrums. She...
Testing, 1, 2.
I'm John Horn. I'm the host of Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. I'm here with our very first guest, Ray Wilson.
Hi, John. Looks like I'm the first guest on the Geffen Unclothed.
Wrong.